At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom, what up, America? It is the Doug Gottlieb Show. He is the NFL vet, and I am still without a Twitter handle. Welcome in. It is Thursday, and Rich, I got a question for you.
What's up, Dan?
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, my gosh.
This is the night party! We got Josh McDaniels and Doug, Peterson with the Jaguars,
and Doug.
It's a game no one cares about. It's going tonight. I'm all out of friends. I have a Thursday night.
Nobody's playing. No starting quarterbacks. Couple of guys of importance are hurt. It's going to be some football, kind of.
Oh, man. We can keep it going. All right. John Ramos, background vocals.
Yeah. Yeah. He really nailed it. He really, really nailed it.
It is one of, you know, Chris Farley did, the late, great Chris Farley did the Bo Cephas, Hank Williams Jr. Monday Night Football skit. One of the best that there is. But I will say with all of the sayings in football history, and, you know, now we could say, let's ride. Or we could say, how about them Cowboys? There really is no better than, are you ready for some football? Like, then we got it tonight with preseason action. It is the Jaguars. It is the Raiders. To your point, we don't know who they are. The guys who are going to be playing, no Trevor Lawrence tonight, no Travis Etienne. But still, I get a kick out of seeing graphics of NFL teams on the screen, and it tells us that football, real football, is just a mere month away.
Yeah, and also the music. You just mentioned, are you ready for some football, or singing along to a song that hasn't really played on the airwaves in like 15 years, but it's just iconic. And so is the Fox tune, and so is the NBC's tune, and the CBS tune. Like, as soon as you hear the orchestra chime in, you know it's time for game time. And it's like, it has been so woven into our souls as American TV viewers that it's almost like if I hear that music and it's being played like on someone's phone in the mall, like I have to, it doesn't matter what day of the week, I have to lean over and be like, is there football right now? Am I missing some football? I got some football. You know, it's like, yes. It's almost like an addict. Like, you start getting itchy. It's right around the corner. It's been a long wait.
So addicted to that song that I feel like Frank Gifford, the late great Frank Gifford. I feel like if somebody's passed, I always got to say late great, but he was great. That the fourth verse of that song is, "Hello, everybody. You know, here we are, Cleveland Municipal Stadium with the Browns taking on the Cincinnati Bengals." And that's, I know that's like a Keith Jackson, Frank Gifford combo, but because Frank Gifford would start out the broadcast and then bring in Al Michaels and Dan Dierdorf, that is my childhood. That is what I come accustomed to, just like you. And as you said, when you hear that sound, you know that there's football. We don't know when Deshaun Watson is going to play football. We do know this, that Roger Goodell will not oversee the NFL's appeal of the 6-game suspension given by arbitrator Sue Robinson. This is a bit of a twist because yesterday when Doug was here on the show, this was a little bit of a back and forth once we found out that the NFL was going to appeal the decision, which they had until this morning to do so. They didn't waste any time and went a day early. Were you surprised that with the news that the NFL would appeal, that Roger Goodell is not going to be the one to oversee the appeal?
Not at all. Not at all. And this was such a huge win for the NFL when they collectively bargained with the players back in 2020. And I tweeted about this. During that vote, which was passed by such a slim margin by the players, 22% of the available voters did not vote on the CBA. Did not vote. Mm. And discipline was a huge point of contention for the players. Like, how discipline is legislated, the fact that Roger Goodell is judge, jury, commissioner, or judge, jury, executioner as commissioner, it really affected a lot of players in a real way. I mean, look, I'm not talking about guilt or innocence. I'm talking about finances, you know, and that's what this is. This is a business, and this is how the business works out who is responsible financially for what during these disciplinary hearings. Because that's what we're talking about. You miss games, yeah, it affects your overall team success, but it also affects your pockets. So the player side was very staunch on this at first. But then all of a sudden, when it came to vote for this new CBA, a second time, a 10-year-long CBA where they are basically handing over disciplinary control to the league again, all of those 22% who didn't vote, who are still current active members of a roster, cannot complain about this. They have no bearings.
Did they think it was going to be pass interference where, like, well, you can't call it on every play?
Right.
You know, like, that's what it seems like to me, because all they did was just add another step to...
That's it.
You know, the inevitability of the NFL actually getting their way.
It's just crazy. Like, it's just layers to protect the league a little bit from an optics standpoint, right? You get this recommendation from a female judge, and don't think for a second that wasn't purposefully done. The fact that Sue L. Robinson is the former judge who they tapped to be the independent arbitrator here, that makes sense. That makes sense for both sides, because then it seems like, well, you know, look, I mean, from a gender demographic, every single one of Deshaun Watson's official accusers in court We're female massage therapists. So this does us some good here. This gets us, you know, from a public relations standpoint, this puts us in good standing with the general public. And then she recommends six games, which feels a little bit light. So the NFL has the opportunity now, because you know the NFLPA is not going to appeal this, to go, whoa, this shall not stand. Sue L. Robinson, we understand that you're upset with the way we legislate things against our ownership, and we understand that we set precedent here in the NFL to give light punishment for these type of abuses towards women, but this shall not stand. We are taking a hard stance here. So written appeal, here it comes. The NFL looks like the good guys riding in on the white horse to hand this appeal down and say, we are still after an indefinite suspension. We are going to fine the snot out of Deshaun Watson. You just watch us. Well, they can try, but you know what can potentially happen here. Deshaun Watson, like Tom Brady did, can take the NFL to court. And it's probable, if not likely, if the NFL takes too hard of a stance here, that that's what's going to happen.
Sure. Well, this is the interesting part about it, because this is where I wonder, and I don't like this phrase because I like checkers, but it is also overused a lot. Was the NFL playing chess while the Players Association was playing checkers? Because with this arbitrator having this ruling coming down of Sue Robinson saying six games, that was not present with Tom Brady or Ezekiel Elliott's suspension. So you could go to a court with that and everything. I'm not, you know, we can maybe ask a guest later on. Andrew Brandt's going to be joining us. But it's my understanding that the NFL Players Association would have a really difficult way of winning anything that could go to the court because of this, which makes another option. It's almost like the NFL like diverted them on a different road and said, no, go this way, while they have this now thing in place where if they did want to sue and they didn't want to go to a federal court, that a federal court wouldn't side with the NFL Players Association. That's my understanding of all of it, that it's different because an arbitrator had already ruled on this, that this was part of the collective bargaining agreement, and that's what both sides agreed on, and no court in federal court is going to rule against what was already collectively bargained by both sides. So that's where I find it, you know, pretty interesting that the federal court would end up saying, well, this is what you agreed to in the CBA, and what they agreed to in the CBA was what you talked about, what we just talked about, is that in the end, the NFL can have the final say if they appeal.
Right.
And that's where I think, like it's almost like the NFL Players Association got caught with their pants down because they thought, well, in the end, we can always sue. But then when the NFL is saying, yeah, but when they try to sue, they're just going to point to the CBA and it's going to go right back to where you started. It's almost, you know, chutes and ladders, back to square one. And that's where the NFL looks like geniuses. And I also think, just to the question that I posed to you at the start, Rich, about were you surprised about Roger Goodell not overseeing the hearing? I didn't think that he would either, because it's almost like letting somebody else do the dirty work that they want done.
Well, of course.
You know?
Well, and that's the owner's tact always. Like, why have a commissioner? Like, why even employ somebody and pay him handsomely, something to the tune of $50 million a year to do that job? You could just have one of the owners. You could have a vote every year, and the majority wins, and one owner represents them all, and he's the commissioner. Why do they hire Roger Goodell to do it? Because he's a human shield. He is the designee for the owners. And so now Roger Goodell, through this new collectively bargained agreement, is able to have a human shield for all of the slings and arrows and backlash that he's going to suffer, the NFL is going to suffer in these sort of disciplinary circumstances. Look, he already gets booed every single year at the draft. People, NFL fans, whoever, they're bothered by his presence either way.
Hey, football fans.
Boo. But at least this is one more step of separation away from the ownership. Yeah. You have one more notch down the line, as opposed to the hands of commissioner of the NFL being sullied. It's the designee that he appointed whose hands are sullied with the dirty work. But going back to what we were talking about a lawsuit, if you're the NFLPA or if you're the Cleveland Browns, you're sort of rooting for them to take the NFL to court, the player's side, if that is what ends up happening. And I'll explain why. It's because you can split up the suspension. What's worse, having your starting quarterback miss six games this season and maybe an additional six next season, if it comes to find that whatever the NFL's reasoning for further suspension is upheld by a court of law where they say, hey, listen, like, you guys have a CBA in place. You're not wasting the court's time with this. Deshaun, you're going to suffer the consequences of your actions per the disciplinary personal conduct policy that you agreed to as a player and a member of the NFLPA, and just sort of clean their hands of it. But if you can delay this by a season, right, even if it's a situation where the NFL wants to suspend him for an entire year, well, if he serves six games in 2022, that means that he'll only have to serve 11 games in the upcoming season, right? So you can at least get Deshaun Watson, if you're the Cleveland Browns, for parts of two seasons as opposed to losing him for a complete season. So I don't know if that's how it's going to work out. I don't know if the NFL is going to recoil a little bit and you know, make the path, or I should say, make this suspension a little bit lighter than a full year. But we'll see where this storyline heads. One thing I know is it's 2 days that the NFLPA has to respond with written documentation of their, whatever it is, their response to the appeal. And then there's an additional 15 days that's allotted to the commissioner or his designee to make the final determination on discipline. So this story's not going away for a while. We still have probably weeks ahead talking about this. And then we'll have the final ruling as far as the suspension is concerned. Then we'll find out if there's going to be legal recourse taken by the union.
I'll tell you what, the Browns may want the suspension split up, but I don't know if Deshaun Watson does. With that contract, with the money that he would make in 2023, where it's the $46 million as opposed to the one, they may be on a different page in that one. And the other funny thing about Goodell stepping away, just a final point, is this was the first time that I can remember in a suspension where it seemed like the general outcry was it wasn't enough. You know, like, you talked about it on Monday on how ridiculous that the six games was closer to Tom Brady. And, you know, and Barstool's making Roger Goodell clown shirts. This would be the first time that he would look like he's saving the day, which is, I think, why a lot of people thought that maybe he would be the one that would end up hearing it, so he could be that, you know, riding in on the white horse and saving the day. That was the only thing that I was a little surprised about, because I actually think that there could be some good PR that came from Roger Goodell as part of this. But, you know, you said it, he's the shield. The actual NFL shield should be Roger Goodell's torso. Like, that's what it should be. And then you have the NFL in the middle of it, and that's what Roger Goodell is to the National Football League. He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Dan Beyer, in for Doug Gottlieb today on the Doug Gottlieb Show. That's brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Hey, is training camp been as bad as it seems for Trey Lance? We'll talk about it next year on Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Darn right, it's the Doug Gottlieb Show. Easy NFL vet, Rich Ornberger. Get him on Twitter at Ornberger. I'm Dan Beyer at Dan Beyer on Fox. There could be some life. So we could have some good news with the Twitter handle that tomorrow, the one-week anniversary of the Twitter account being hacked. Life is sure different without Twitter. That is for sure, Rich Ornberger. It's a whole different world.
I can't even imagine mentally what you're going through, because it's interesting how used to frivolous items you get. And I remember when I upgraded from a flip phone to a BlackBerry, getting away from the T9, pressing each individual number like a million times to get to the letter S, you know, and then being able to just sort of unencumbered text without the strictures in place of numeral, alphanumeric library. It was just so you just get used to these creature comforts. Like, Twitter has become a news source. Yes. It's become a communication ground. So I feel for you, brother.
I don't know if John Middlecoff has this problem, but I found out he's the host of the 3 and Out podcast, former NFL scout, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find John on Twitter at John Middlecoff. John, if you move the Twitter icon on your phone, would you still naturally go to it? Like in the spot?
I deleted it from my phone.
Oh, really?
I'm not a huge fan. I mean, obviously from a news standpoint, but I don't need it in my life all the time. And obviously in the media, I mean, let's face it, without the media's usage of it, it probably dies. You know,
yes.
I tend to believe just the simple reality of, Elon, one of his things, right, is that a lot less people are actually on it than they act. Or, you know, that Twitter acts like, you know, they say 12% of society, and he thinks it's more like 5%. I've been on it for over a decade now, tend to agree with them, because the same people, I don't like it. I mean, it's too much negativity. It's not the real world. But, like, for training camp updates and stuff, it's cool. But the problem is, I get on, I want to see what Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, Phil Mickelson are up to. I end up not getting that, and I get all the other crap.
Yeah. You get awful takes. That's what you get.
Yeah, I just don't care what most of those people think anymore. You know, sure. I've seen everyone's takes for a decade.
Well, let's. What about this take? Trey Lance is having a bad training camp. Is that true? Is that accurate? How would you rate the second year quarterback for the 49ers so far?
Yeah, no. I mean, he's having a young quarterback training camp. I mean, there's good and there's bad. I mean, football's hard. I mean, the NFL's hard. It's a hard transition for whoever you are, and. You know, last year he was the backup. So when you're the backup quarterback, you don't get any of the reps. And now he's repping with, you know, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, all these guys, and he has moments where he makes sweet plays and he has bad moments. I mean, that's, to me, it's part of training camp. It's also August 1st, you know, and I don't count anything in shorts and T-shirts. So I didn't even go to the last week in practice because to me that's the same thing as OTAs, but – when the pads come on, that begins, and even is it real football? I mean, there's no tackling. It's really still two-hand touch because no one's even getting close to, like, wrapping up. But it is much closer to what he's going to see in games, and he's had some awesome plays, and he's had some bad plays. But as Kyle has said, that's why I'm the coach. We want bad things to happen and coach him through it. I mean, ultimately, he was drafted over – because what it really came down to, I think, looking back, it was Justin Fields was never in the mix. It was between Mac Jones and Trey Lance. And like I was adamant you cannot take Mac Jones. But I won't tell you, if the 49ers had a game tomorrow, you would rather have Mac Jones than Trey Lance tomorrow. Mm-hmm. and maybe even in September. And maybe even this season. But when you draft a quarterback in the top five, it's not – I mean, ideally you get Herbert or Mahomes and they're just immediately sweet. But for the most part, it takes some time. And like 4 years into it – and I don't think Trey Lance more than likely will ever be Josh Allen, because most people won't be. But that's what you're rooting for, right? To hit a big-time home run eventually. And not everyone hits the ground at the same speed. So he is very, very lucky, a little like Mahomes, that he inherits an awesome coach and an incredible team. So he's in a fantastic situation where their coach doesn't ask him to throw 40 times a game. That's not the Shanahan family way. I mean, they want to run the ball. They want to throw it 20 times a game. So I think when all the dust settles, he'll be just fine.
So to paraphrase and to shorten the journey the 49ers have been on since Jimmy G was named the starter, it's been good, it's been fine, he's been competent and great at times, but he's injury prone and he has a ceiling. And that ceiling is prescribed to be lower than Trey Lance's. So with this training camp getting under his belt now, with a full year on the bench, watching Jimmy G getting a little bit of field time last year, is he at least going to meet the Garoppolo line this season? You know, is he at least going to be as good as Jimmy G this season?
Well, I mean, I think that's the question, right? Because he's inheriting a team that made it to the NFC Championship. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo threw 20 touchdowns and 12 picks. So he's not taking over for some quarterback that was going to the Pro Bowl throwing 38 touchdowns. So the bar, I like Jimmy. I respect Jimmy a lot. But I think sometimes we talk about Jimmy as a player a little bit different than he actually is. He has been the starting quarterback on a team two out of the last 3 years that have won four playoff games, but it's not because of him. Now, he manages the game, but he threw picks in a lot of those games, especially the big games held down the stretch last year. So to me, I think we act like he's taking over for some top 10 quarterback. That is just not the case. Now, what he can't be, like, he can't throw 18 picks. You know, he can't throw 22 picks. And if that's the case, then the Niners would be in some trouble. And I think Trent Williams said that the other day. But I think sometimes that as we get farther and farther away, and I'm guilty of this too, we act like Jimmy's a little better than he was. You know, I think we talk about him closer to being a top 10 quarterback than where he is. Like, middle of the road, solid guy, knows the offense. But again, a guy that turns the ball over a lot. Jimmy throws a very pickable ball when he misses you because he doesn't have that great of an arm strength. Like, one thing I've already noticed with Trey has a much stronger arm than Jimmy. And like Jimmy, he's going to miss some passes. But when you miss a pass with an 88-mile-an-hour changeup, it's easier to pick off than a 99-mile-an-hour heater. So, you know, he may just throw less picks in the simple fact that the ball's going way faster and it's way higher and flies over everyone's head.
John Middlecoff joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Rich Orenberger. I'm Dan Beyer sitting in for Doug. You mentioned Justin Fields earlier. Does he have the –
the slack that Trey Lance is going to get. Now you've got a new coaching regime in Chicago, second year guy. You know, how much slack does Justin Fields have in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot. I mean, I, in my opinion, he's probably playing on the worst team in the league.
Sure.
I mean, I think they have a chance to be have the number one overall pick. They're terrible. I mean, they just don't have much talent. They traded away their best player this offseason to the Chargers. Their O-line is just atrocious. I mean, they hired a defensive head coach that, let's face it, I don't think is like, you know, we'll see, but he wasn't exactly like, I mean, they had a good defense in Indy, but I don't think a lot of people were viewing him as some lock future head coach when they named him the guy in Chicago. So, yeah, my expectations are really, really low, and it sucks because you draft this guy for, you know, in the first round, you trade a first round pick, right, to move up to get him, and it feels like his first couple years you're going to be like, well, how do we even evaluate this guy? He's running for his life. They play the Niners in the first game of the season. The Niners' defensive line is fantastic, and they have the worst offensive line. I mean, I'm already nervous for Justin Fields. I mean, he's going to be running around for his life, but that's going to happen all season, right? Yeah. I mean, the Packers' D-line's good. I mean, most teams you play now have, at minimum, a sweet pass rusher, and now a lot of them have an edge guy and an because so many of these defensive tackles can rush now. I just don't – thank God he's very athletic and can run because – he's going to be running all season, and not like Lamar running all season where he's running, making plays, like running for his life. And I expect the Bears to be really, really bad.
How do you think the Trevor Lawrence, Doug Peterson marriage is going to look in Jacksonville?
Yeah. I mean, I think coming from last year, that was crazy, right? I mean, I'm not an Urban Meyer guy. I saw that coming from a mile away, and even I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I mean, I thought he's going to be over his head, and, you know, the college elitist arrogance was not going to translate, but it was way worse than even the biggest Urban Meyer haters could ever imagine. That was a bleep show. And Doug, I mean, I was around him when I worked for the Eagles. It's just a normal, easygoing human being. So just from a personal standpoint, boom. And then, I mean, Doug is a lifetime backup quarterback. Backed up Favre, backed up Dan Marino. Like, he just gets quarterbacks, can deal with quarterbacks, besides Wentz. And as we've seen, most people don't get along with Wentz. But I think it's going to be fantastic for him. Doug kind of just has, you know, I think he went to Louisiana Tech. He's kind of got this southern, just easy, a little Dabo-ish. I mean, he's got a different personality than Dabo, but in terms of just people like him. So I actually think it's going to be a fantastic just transition for Trevor. From an offensive standpoint, though, you know, they paid Kirk a ton of money. Good player, but holy moly. Some pressure on ETN to be a good player. They drafted him last year in the first round. I guess they got LaVishka, the Colorado guy. I mean, how good is he actually? So how good is their team? You know, it's better than the Bears, but I still think it's not great. So they're probably a year away from even being, you know, competing to be around the, like, 500 mark. But I think from just and you know, Rich, like the difference in coaches, like some guys are mean. Some guys are nice. Some guys, every personality, it's like it's human. It's just natural with any human being. They act differently. But I think his personality is probably perfect for Trevor, given what he's used to and the success he had in college.
John Middlecoff joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Last one for me. I'll take the other team tonight, and that's the Raiders. Are you buying into this? Change Josh McDaniels, the new Josh McDaniels. I know he's got seemingly maybe more of a, you know, veteran offense to work with than what he was working with in Denver. But do you buy the Josh McDaniels 2.0 version?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you go through what he went through, and it was as ugly as could be, and, you know, you do the self-reflection, you go and have success, and you get another opportunity. And if you are... You know, to me, if you have a feel for just have some common sense and realize, like, I can't do what I just did. I can't do what everyone else that comes from where we come from in New England tries to copy this guy. And I literally did it, and it blew up in my face. We just saw Flores, who it turned out Brian Flores was a good coach. But I know people in Miami that said they detested him. Like, they couldn't stand being around the guy because he was so mean. And in fairness to Flores, he had spent almost two decades around Bill. That's all he knows. And that, you know, in 2022, you know, McVay, Kyle, LaFleur, yeah, I think it's just much easier to have, like, for the younger guys, the Andy Pete Carroll kind of the way you carry yourself. Not, you don't have to be like pro player 24/7, 365. You can still hold guys to, you know, high standards, but you can't just be negative Nancy 24/7, 365 when you're 43 years old. Like, no one wants to be around that type of person. And I would expect it to be a lot different. Also, Kean Harris, I mean, a decent amount of talent, right? I mean, you add Davante Adams, they signed Chandler Jones. They already had a pretty good core of Derek, Waller, Renfro, Max Crosby. So they got some players. Now, to me, the number one question mark is the offensive line, which I think is a pretty big question mark beside the left tackle. And one thing Josh always benefited from in New England is Dante Scarnecchia, who I think was widely considered, if not the best, I mean, top two or three all-time offensive line coach.
No doubt.
So can they overcome? Like, last year they drafted Alex Leatherwood, the dude from Alabama. That's an awful pick, and he might not even start. But when you have stuff like that happen, you know, you use a high pick on an offensive lineman, whether you were a part of it or not, like, you still are invested in that guy. It kind of screws you if the guy can't that play, and that means more than likely you're playing a, you know, a later pick or an undrafted free agent. So it's going to be he'll have to overcome that. But one thing the New England offense always had, and Derek's very comfortable in this, is getting rid of the ball fast. And they have a fantastic slot receiver, and they have a fantastic tight end. And really, Devontae, you know, in the quick game can be awesome too. So I think Josh McDaniels is a fantastic offensive coordinator. I think you'd be crazy to not give him that. But yeah, there is going to be pressure, just given the division is loaded. And, you know, is he the first guy, and he's claimed this. Remember that article a couple years ago from Dan Pompey? Like, he had changed. He had done all this introspection. Like, is he a different guy? Or, you know, if they start 2-3, does he start flipping out? It's going to be, of all the teams in the AFC West, I think him and obviously Denver with Russell and that coach have just the most pressure, because there's, like, the most uncertainty. Like, is this really going to work? Like, even the Chargers, like, let's face it, I'm not the biggest Brandon Staley guy, but I think it's going to be impossible for them not to be good. I mean, their team is just too stacked, and their quarterback is just too sweet.
He's John Middlecoff, 3 and Out podcast on the Volume Sports. Did you have a last one, Rich? I don't mean to cut you off, man.
No. Listen, you know, John, the last thing I'll say is, you know, this NFL season, as we approach it, just a theme that I'm noticing is more and more teams getting away from the run game and leaning into the passing game. Although at the same time, you're seeing like this resurgence of the fullback position. Just as a football man and somebody who's been around the game as much as you have, your take on where the game's heading and why we're seeing like this almost partition down the middle of how to plan offensive schemes?
Well, I think it's twofold. One, the rules dictate the ability to, you know, just when I first got in the league like a decade ago, I remember with the Eagles, DeSean Jack, I remember being at multiple games in like 2010 and 2011, guys carted off the field. And both of them were, you know, one on a go route where the safety killed them and another like on a post where the safety killed them. Those hits just don't happen anymore. So when you have DeSean Jackson or Davante Adams or whoever, Stephon Diggs, they can be much, much more aggressive down the field and even over the middle of the field. So it behooves you to pass because the rules are on your side. But I also think a good coach, you know, if you have Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Kelsey, you're crazy not to throw it all the time, or Josh Allen and all these sweet guys. But if you have a good running game or a good offensive line and a running scheme, the Ravens, the Packers, obviously the 49ers, like, you'd be crazy to not run it. And if your quarterback, you know, in the Niners' case, is not a great thrower. Like, the Packers the last couple of years blended it perfectly. And look what happened. Their quarterback at 36 and 37 years old looked like he was John Elway in his prime. And you could argue, I mean, he's already kind of been that the majority of his career, but it was going the other way. So I think it's depending on who taught you how to play, right? A lot of the Shanahan guys, you know, like running the ball, as they should, because you can be successful with it. But I also think, like, if you have the quarterback, a top 10 or 15 guy, and you got some wide receivers, I would be throwing it a lot too. And here's the other thing. A lot of the fullbacks, you know, I'm pretty good buddies. I'm sure you know Rich Loneal. Like, back in the day, the fullback was really more of a hammer, right? You weren't – maybe you hand him the ball in, like, a 4th-and-1 situation, but you weren't throwing in the ball. I mean, I see it all the time with Kyle Juszczyk, who is, you know, the Pro Bowl, like, the best fullback in the league. he's a passing threat. Like, you can put him in the slot and he can run slants and outs and goes. So I think it's part of it is the talent that's coming into the league, just in terms of their skill set, is so much different than it was like 10, 15 years ago. Like, I'm sure when you were playing, a lot of teams had multiple running backs, like my first and second down running back, who just ran it between the tackles, and then my like change of pace guy, who was really the guy that caught the ball. And then, like, there was always the best, like an LT. Obviously, he transcended it. But the majority of the teams had that. Now it's like, if I'm going to draft a running back just in the top three rounds, he better be able to catch it and run it. And all the top running backs in the league are pass threats. You know, that's Adrian Peterson. Now, he's kind of an outlier physically, but he never could catch that. Catching the ball and pass protection was never his deal. I think teams now look, if I want you on my team, you better be able to do it all. And because of the way colleges play, let's face it, a lot of these running backs are much better at catching the ball. They just get the ball a lot more in the offense and not as much running. And part of it is, and I think Bill Parcells used to say this, like, we don't dictate what comes up, right? We just inherit what college gives us, even though the schemes, you can argue whether they, you know, flow downhill or flow uphill. It's kind of probably a mesh of both, right? People steal from all over. But, like, when you're drafting a guy, his skill set, like, you're going to be able to teach him some stuff, but a lot of his, if he's 23 years old, he's learned all this stuff for years, and you'd be stupid not to utilize what he's good at. So I think it's a combination, long-winded way of saying it's a combination of things, but I think it's the rules and the skill sets of guys coming in the league for sure.
He's a former NFL scout, host of the 3-and-Out podcast, and you can check him out on Twitter, although he may not check you out as much, at John Middlecoff. John, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Thanks.
See you guys.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's the NFL vet, Rich Ohrenberger, that you can hear weekdays on Extra Sports 1360 in San Diego on the Hartman and Rich O Show. Also with Steve Hartman here on Fox Sports Radio every Sunday at 1 Eastern. I follow with George Reister on Fox Sports Sunday at 5 Eastern. Hey, Rich, let's play a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
Game time
on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Game time brought to you by Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines for the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Isaac Lowenkron, what do we got?
I'm cold and I need pizza to warm me up.
I feel a draft.
If you need a burrito, there's one here as well.
Boy, it's just a bounty.
We got some pizza today, Rich, and John got a burrito 5 minutes before he found out we were having pizza. So
big controversy here over pizza etiquette that we'll maybe bring up later. But our subject today, greatest players in NFL history. So pretty open-ended for you to draft. We're going to go snake format, starting with Rich, then Jason, then John Ramos, then Dan, and then myself, and then back again. So the number one pick goes to you, Rich Ohrenberger. Fire away.
Tom Brady, okay.
Wow.
What a shock.
I mean, look, you know, four-time Super Bowl MVP. We know all the rest. I don't need to list the accomplishments. Tom Brady all day long.
Jason Stewart.
Well, then I'm going to be the first to say that if Tom Brady played when this guy played, he wouldn't be Tom Brady. Lawrence Taylor.
Ooh.
Take him off your boards, guys. First defensive player taken.
John Ramos.
I hate to say this because I'm no fan of any San Francisco team, but Joe Montana.
Oh, if you pick whatever player you pick, you have to love that team.
Oh.
Dan Vier, you're next.
Oh, gosh, some really, really good picks. I'm going to go Jim Brown.
All
right,
go
way in the way back machine, as they like to say.
So who's Tom Brady and Joe Montana? Are they any good if no one's going to catch the ball at the other end? That's why I'm drafting Jerry Rice.
Oh,
and after you score your touchdown, who's going to kick the extra point or make a field goal? That's why I'm drafting
Donald
Justin. Close. Justin Tucker.
Oh, wow.
Assuming I could actually spell Igwe Buike. Good pull, Dan. Dan, you're next.
Imagine a draft where Justin Tucker goes ahead of Reggie White.
That's what just happened.
Imagine a draft where Reggie White has just gone off the board at number 7.
All right, John Ramos, somewhere Aaron Rodgers is really ticked off, by the way.
He is, and this is going to be tough because there's so many great, great players.
Flipper Anderson's still there.
Flipper Anderson.
NFL record holder.
That's true. I'm going to say Emmitt Smith.
Okay.
I'll take Emmitt Smith at number 8.
And Jason, number 9 pick.
I'll take one of Emmitt Smith's former teammates. He could play both ways if you wanted. He dominated his position, and he'll get on a helicopter to play center field for the Braves. Deion Sanders at number 9.
And finally, Rich Ohrenberger, wrap us up.
Gosh, I want to say Walter Payton, sweetness so bad, but I need a defender to match Tom Brady, and it's Mean Joe Green if LT is off the board. Yeah. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steeler defensive tackle, Green, for the win.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Brought to you today by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We may have to go back to the instant replay. Did Rich Ohrenberger just say Pitt's turd? We'll find out next here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.